Okay, then we'll begin. Heavenly Father, again, another wonderful opportunity to share your precious word. I pray, Lord, that whoever is looking for guidance or direction in their life here, maybe perhaps those of you who will be viewing this on Facebook or other ways, I pray right now that God's word will have a way in your life. In Jesus' name, amen. Our burning bushes. Now, you may not know that you've had a burning bush experience in your life, but as I speak about this, you'll be able to relate to it as a burning bush experience. All of us have those experiences at one time or another. Now, we may not have considered it to be a burning bush experience, but I can assure you that when you see the characteristics of the burning bush, you'll say, yes, Pastor, I've had that experience in my life. Now, there's two particular times in my life that I knew that God spoke to me. I've never heard God's audible voice. Would I like to hear that? Amen, amen, amen. Yes, I would. But I've never heard his voice. Someday we will. It's the sound of the rushing of mighty waters, as Revelation says. But someday we'll hear his voice. But there was two particular times in my life that God spoke to me. How do I know that God spoke to me? Well, because those times it was as clear in my thoughts as it could possibly be. Imagine when you're trying to sleep and you have many, many thoughts, like one of these cameras. It just keeps. You ever have those nights where they're just one thought after another? Lord, I'm sleepy. I want to sleep. And your mind just continues to ravel and ravel and ravel. But when God speaks, that raveling just stops. And there's only one word you hear, and it's his. Or it might be a couple words, and it's his. I've had that happen to me twice in my life. Would I like to have it happen a lot? You bet. And do you know what? God wants to do that. So if you feel today like you're distant from God, guess who moved? God didn't. You did. Are you spending less time in prayer? Spending less time talking to him? Guess who moved? You did. God's desire is to have a relationship with each and every one of us. He wants and desires to have that. And today I want to try to show you how you can have that. These burning bush experiences aren't just for patriarchs. Patriarchs is just a fancy word for Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, those that God particularly chose to use for particular purpose in a particular specific time. So it's not just for the patriarchs or the pastors or the evangelists or the missionaries. God has a desire to have a relationship with each and every one of you on a personal basis. Salvation is personal, and God desires to have a relationship with you personally. Our Father wants us to live godly lives. He has given us instructions in the scripture for righteous behavior. In Psalms 25, for example, all kinds of verses here that I look at. Verse 4, show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths. Verse 5, lead me in thy truth and teach me. For thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. Verse 8, good and upright is the Lord. Therefore will he teach sinners the way. Verse 9, the meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his way. Verse 10, all the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep his commandments and his testimonies. Verse 12, what is man? Is he that feareth the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way that he should choose. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. Then I like the one in Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 3 as well, verse 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not onto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. You have need for guidance today. You have need for some kind of direction in your life. We find that these instructions are the same for everyone. And these instructions in God's word will never change. The Lord says his word will not return void. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Matthew 24:35. He has a specific plan for the lives of all his children. And he will help us to find it and follow it. And that's what I want to try to do today. Ephesians 2:10 says, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand so that we would walk in them. God's path for us might not always be easy, but I can tell you it will be rewarding for us and it will glorify him. Have you ever sensed you were hearing from God? How many of you ever sensed that you were hearing from God? God was speaking to you. Wonderful, wonderful. Throughout my life, I've had some encounters with the Lord. And I can tell you that those two times I have never forgotten. I'll tell you what I was most excited about is knowing that the God of creation took time out for little me. How about you? Did you feel that way? God took time out for you. That made me feel special. Did you feel special? I felt special. I want you to feel special. I want God to single you out. He can, and he will. And I'm going to show you how you can hear from God. So listen to me carefully today. When he wanted me to take a certain action, he did all kinds of things to get my attention. He tried to communicate his will to me. Now, I can tell you that these experiences will be different for everyone. They'll be different. God still speaks. He desires to speak. He wants to speak to you. He directs us. Most of the time, it's through his word that he can speak. I've heard God speak to me already through a song. He spoke to me. I know Elroy related about one trucking night that he had wherever he was, where around Christmas time, talked about when she kissed baby Jesus, she kissed the face of God. Wow, what a song. How many of you ever had a song speak to you? I have. I've had a song speak to me. It came on the radio at a certain time, and the words just got a hold of my heart. And I just began to cry. God spoke to me. He was speaking to me in this song. Sometimes we get too busy to even listen to the music. And many times we hear the music, but we don't hear the words. That's why I don't like music that I can't understand the words. When it's a bunch of bumble jumble stuff and I can't understand what they're saying, I'm done listening. I want to hear words, sorry, but I want to hear words. I want to know what they're saying. If I can't understand what they're saying, I turn it off. I'm done listening. I want to know what's going on. I want to know what they're saying. How do you say amen or oh me if you don't know what they're saying? Well, God still speaks. He speaks to us personally and specifically if we are willing to listen. In the Old Testament, one of the most known and dramatic encounters we have with the Lord happened to Moses after fleeing from Egypt. Moses spent many years tending sheep for his father-in-law. One day, while he was alone in the wilderness with his flock, God spoke to him unexpectedly from within that burning bush and said, "Moses, Moses." He said, "Here I am." Then he said, "Do not come near. Remove your sandals from your feet, for the place on which you're standing is holy ground." He also said, "I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob." Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look at God. I'm wondering at that time why Moses hid his face. I'm sure it was the glory of God that he experienced, but I'm thinking that maybe he was thinking back about that Egyptian he hid in the sand. Do you remember he did that? Now, Moses thought he could hide the Egyptian, but God knew exactly where he put him. You don't hide nothing from God. Maybe Moses was thinking about the Egyptian he slew and hid in the sand. I don't know, but we know that he was afraid when he saw the presence of God. God commissioned Moses to be the leader of his people, to bring them out of Egyptian slavery. The main way that God speaks to us today is through God's word, is through the Bible. But he can speak in so many different ways, different times. We call them a burning bush experience. And it's certainly possible for you to have your burning bush. And here's the following characteristics that you can look for. A burning bush experience will always be unexpected. At a time when you aren't thinking about it ever happening. Even if we're praying to hear from God, he can usually answer in a way that catches us by surprise. It will be unexpected. It will be unique. God uses unique ways to speak to us. His personal messages are different for everyone. God made you. He knows how to speak to you in ways that you will understand. It will challenge us to trust and obey him. We'll be called to make a decision to obey or not to obey. And obedience often isn't easy. Sometimes we're told to do something we really don't want to do. The second time God spoke to me, that was the case. He wanted me to go to a church and say some things like, this pastor doesn't belong here. You need to get out of here. Yeah, I had to do that. Scotty knows when it was. He's nodding his head. I didn't want to do it. But I can tell you exactly when it happened and where. I was hanging wallpaper in a bedroom in Northumberland. In a cul-de-sac. You know what a cul-de-sac is? I can tell you who the people were that lived there, but that's personal and that's not necessary. But I can tell you exactly where I was. I was on a stepladder and I was putting the first piece of wallpaper next to the doorway on when God spoke to me. I'll never forget it. It wasn't audible, but it was clear and precise. And when he was done speaking, I knew I had to do it. You don't tell God no. Jonah, you don't tell God no. Did you learn your lesson? I'm sure you did. You don't tell God no. It will usually prompt an emotional response. Boy, and it did. I don't really want to do that. Do you want me to? Yeah, okay. I'll do it. We might be moved at the time through tears, relief, or fear. Wow, how about all those emotions? It will have a powerful and a lasting effect. God often commutes this way. He communicates this way about particular situations. And if we are listening and we are willing to do what he wants us to do, we're not always willing. I wasn't willing to do that, but I knew I had to. It will have an impact upon us, ourselves, as well as other people. Now, a burning bush experience might be preceded by these things. Before a burning bush experience happens, it might be circumstances may not be working out for you. For example, when things are going wrong all around you. You ever have a time like that where it didn't matter what you did, everything went wrong? Come on, y'all had those days. Well, then you better wake up. Maybe God's trying to tell you something when you're having one of those days. Back up a little bit. All right, what are you trying to say, God? No, I'm listening. I'm listening. That's sometimes how we are when, you know, God has to do that to get us to listen. I'm listening. Go ahead, speak, Lord. I'm listening. And I may not want to do it, but I'm listening. A crisis, a critical situation has arisen in your life. And discomfort. Do you ever get on easy without any apparent reason? Ever anything come over you where you just felt just different? That's when you need to pray. God's trying to tell you something. You ever get a night where you can't sleep? Why can't I sleep? Tell me, who should I be praying for, Lord? I can't sleep. You want me to pray for somebody? All right, well, then I'll pray until I fall asleep. And that's usually what he wants you to do. In Proverbs, we read that God is willing to direct us. If we're willing to trust in the Lord with all of our heart and lean not on our own understanding in all our ways, if we are willing to acknowledge him, he will direct our paths. So how do we acknowledge God in all of our ways? Before Moses saw the burning bush, he may not have been praying for a sign from God. But prayer is one of the things that will keep us close to the Lord and ready to hear from him. God speaks to us through our relationship with Jesus. Do you know today, if you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you carry his spirit within you? You have access to his guidance if you're willing to listen? The Holy Spirit is within each of us. Are you willing to listen to the guiding and moving of the Holy Spirit? Here are things that you need to do if you want to continue to hear from the Lord. You need to stay close to him. Our ability to hear and recognize God's direction will improve if we maintain a close relationship. You see, anything that damages this relationship, such as sin, or maybe prayerlessness, will hinder communication. Now, I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand, but has it been a while since you've heard from the Lord? Maybe you're here today and you never heard from the Lord. Wow. You never heard from the Lord? What are you waiting on? It'll change you the rest of your life. You'll never be the same. Why don't you try it? And see if what I'm saying is not true. Put them to the test and try it. God loves you. He wants to show himself real to you. He desires to do that. He wants to have that kind of a relationship to you. And I can tell you that I desire to have that, and I love to have it every day. And I can tell you this. I said to the Lord this morning, Lord, it's been a while since you're talking to me. Are you mad at me? Is there something that I did that you're not happy with? If it is, I want you to show me what it is. Because you know what? I miss it. I miss our time. I miss that communication. I really do. Show me what's in my life that's hindering this. Because I want you to remove it. Because I want that relationship back again. I want it back. And so help me. Forgive me. I want to have that relationship. I miss it. And I know that you haven't moved. I know it's me. So help me. ask. God may wait to provide information until we turn to him. It helps us to recognize our dependence on him, so ask. Ask the Lord. Oh, here's one I'm not good with, Lord. Be patient. Oh, brother. I'm not real good with that. Whew. I want patience, and I want it now. We won't always receive an answer right away. How many of you still have prayers that aren't answered? I do. I'll be the first one to tell you I do. Do I wonder what I've done wrong or why it's not happening? I do. And I said, Lord, I want this to happen. And I certainly would like to see it in my lifetime. But if it's not going to happen in my lifetime, it's okay. I'm all right with that. But I sure would like to see it. But I want you to make that change. Please. And it's okay if I don't see it, but I would really appreciate if I could see it before I leave this world. Practice surrender and trust. God might instruct us to do something that we don't want to do, but it is always in our best interest to obey. Always. Pay attention to your spirit. An agitation in our hearts isn't necessarily related to sin, but it seems like it just won't go away. Maybe it's God's way of telling us we need to seek him. And then expect an answer. When we pray repeatedly, seem to get no response. We may be either not listening or maybe we are unwilling to accept the answer that God has sent. How about that? If you made a mistake in following God's will, oh brother, ask him for help. How many of you ever made wrong turns? Come on, men. You never admit to the wife that you're lost. You just don't know where you're at, right? Yeah. We've all made mistakes. And we made mistakes in following God's will. But be man enough to ask for help. Are you man enough to ask for help? Taking a wrong turn can happen. When's the last time you ever said, God, I apologize. I'm sorry. I made the wrong choice. Maybe God's waiting to hear that today from you. God will often provide us with a way to adjust our course. God will provide a way for us to adjust to the course. How many of you ever used a GPS? It'll try to take you someplace where you say, I don't like that route. I've never used that route. You put your own route in. You know what it'll say? It's calculating, it's calculating, it's calculating. It's okay. I know you don't want to use the turnpike. That's fine. We'll take 38 instead of 42 or whatever. But it'll say it's recalculating. Aren't you glad you serve a God that recalculates? God's had to recalculate for me, because I've made a lot of wrong choices. He's had to recalculate. Is God recalculating for you today? I know he is, because he loves you. He loves you, and he's recalculating. He loves you enough to recalculate. Serve him and obey him. I'm almost finished. Why should we seek God's will for the decisions we make? Well, he's God. His sovereignty means we should seek his plan above all others. He's sovereign. He's always in control. He knows exactly everything. He's omnipotent. That means he's all powerful. He's all powerful. We can't see any part of the situation, but God can see all of it. He knows the beginning and he knows the end of the story. He loves us like a loving father. God always wants what's best for us. It glorifies him. Seeking God's direction and obeying him always brings glory and honor to him. And it becomes a witness for others. Our experience with God shows others that he is a personal God who cares about the concerns of our hearts. And as I said earlier, it's incredible to think the God who created the universe is willing to speak to me today. He's willing to speak to you personally. Whatever you're going through, he loves you. He has a plan for your life. He will show it to you step by step if you are willing to ask, if you are willing to listen, if you are willing to obey your Heavenly Father. He will guide you daily on that very unique path that he has chosen for each and every one of you. So start communicating with him today and watch him work in your life. Has God ever spoken to you through a burning bush? What changed in your life as a result? Why do you think God involves himself in our lives on this personal level? Because he loves you. Would you stand with me? It's time to go home. Your head's bowed and your eyes are closed, and I'm going to ask you a question. Pastor, this was a message that spoke to my heart, and I'd like to have a burning bush experience in my life. I'd like for God to personally speak to me. Would you put your hand up, because he's watching? You look, just about everybody in here, as I have my hand up. I want God to speak to me, and I want God to speak to each and every one of you, every one of you. From the smallest and youngest to the oldest in here, you can put your hands down. I'm going to pray for all of you. Heavenly Father, what a blessing and what a joy it's been to share your word today. I was blessed and moved by it. And Lord, I want this kind of an experience for all these that are here today. Give them a burning bush experience. Make it personal for them. Lord, they've heard of other testimonies. They've perhaps heard of my testimony and perhaps those of others, but they've never really had that experience themselves. I pray, Father, that everyone here today will have their burning bush experience. They will have a personal relationship with you. And I know beyond the shadow of any doubt that they will be different from that day forward. There will be nobody that will be able to convince them that there's no God. They know better because they've had an experience that they will never forget. Lord, I know what the experience has been with these that you've given me, and you know it just left me for more. Oh, I can't wait. I really am anticipating heaven. I really am anticipating heaven when we can be able to have that relationship all the time, all the time. Good morning, Lord. Good noon, Lord. Good night, Lord. That'll be just so precious. But Father, I know that you can do that even now, today, with these that are here in your midst. You want to have that relationship with them. Father, I pray they'll have that relationship. Oh, thank you, Lord. It's time to go home. Give us all safe trips to our home. Give us a wonderful week. In Jesus' name we pray. Everybody said, amen. Lord bless you.